Praise the Lord. Scriptural insight, day 6. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 6, and verse 6. So verse 1 to 6. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth, upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Power in unity. Scriptural insight, day 6. Power in unity. John chapter 1, verse 1. Made us understand that in the beginning the Word was, and we're made to understand that that Word is Jesus, and that Word was with God from the beginning. That is, Jesus was with God from the beginning. If that is the case, the Spirit also will be available with God from the beginning. Now, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Is it that God don't want to disturb Jesus and the Holy Spirit? Is it that he don't want to carry them along, or he leave them alone in other responsibilities that he himself, God, single-handedly created heaven and the earth? He did single-handedly. And Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 now made us understand that what God single-handedly created, what he did alone, without the Spirit and the Word, was without form. What happened? What he did alone was not completed. It was not in the dimension he ought to be. Bible said he was without form. And God now realized that I have a son, and I have the Spirit available with me. If I had carried them along, this wouldn't have happened. Praise the Lord. Even God, the Bible made us understand that two is better than one. Praise the Lord. No, God now realized that he can't do it alone. His son, the Word, and the Spirit are to be involved for perfection. So, when the Word was in that form, God had to invite the Holy Spirit. And verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1 made us understand that the Spirit came to supervise what God had done in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2b. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. He did it alone. But when he now involved the Word and the Spirit now said, God, don't worry. Let me go and check what you made single-handedly. And the Spirit came and moved upon the waters. Now, Genesis chapter 1 verse 3. After the Spirit came back from the supervision of the earth, and the Trinity had a meeting, they solved the issue. What happened? That the earth our Lord created was without form. After that had been solved, God continued in creation. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, he has involved the Spirit. And the Word has been in action from day one. After the three has come together to see what happened, things has been solved, and God continue. God knows the power in unity. That is why he never tried it again to do it alone. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, and he said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, not only my likeness, after our likeness. Don't forget Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, God created. So I want you to be wise. There is power. There is wisdom in unity. That power, that wisdom in unity can make us subdue kingdoms and initiate kingdoms. Since eternity, where God is, the Spirit and the Son of God will always be there. They will always be one to make sure that success is always recorded per time. Supposing God did not involve the Spirit and the Son in the creation of man in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, when something went wrong, who would have come to die for man? Who would have come to die for man? Can you now see the power and the wisdom in unity? In every sphere you find yourself, always fight, always see that there is unity in everywhere you find yourself. Praise the Lord. Run with this word and remain blessed in Jesus' name.